Not many people have sat face to face with communist dictators, the leaders of military coups, and men who've been found guilty of war crimes. Fewer yet can say those meetings have helped diffuse some of the world's most tense standoffs. But if anyone knows his way around high-stakes international talks, it's Jimmy Carter. The former president was in Nashville yesterday, signing copies of his new memoir. It includes stories of how agreements that affect entire nations often come down to the individuals at a negotiating table. And as he told WPLN, that was particularly true when he helped the leaders of Israel and Egypt hammer out a peace treaty at Camp David.
I think the personal interrelationships were key to the whole thing. Menachem Begin was the first devout Jew that ever was prime minister of Israel. The rest of them are very secular in their attitudes. And Sadat was very religious, too. And I was a devout Christian. So we had three different people who were very devout religious leaders who were from different faiths. And I think that was a major thing because we knew ultimately that peace was a prime characteristic of all three religions, Judaism and Islam and Christianity.
You describe a very specific moment with Begin when he was just about out the door.
Well, we had failed. Begin said, asked me if I would sign photographs of me and him and Sadat. And I said, okay. So my secretary, Susan Clow, without my even knowing about it, called Israel, and she got the names of his eight grandchildren. And instead of putting just best wishes Jimmy Carter, I put with love and best wishes too, and I listed every one of their names and I signed my name. So I went over to his cabin to give him the photographs, and he was quite short with me. He was angry with me. And so he said, thank you, Mr. President. And he took the photographs and turned around, and he looked down at the photographs and began to read out the names of his grandchildren, one at a time. And when he got to about a third name, he got choked up. And tears began to run down his cheek and mine, too. And he said, Mr. President, why don't we try one more time?
Right now, of course, the Obama administration is working to bring Congress on board with the deal that it's worked out with Iran. One of Tennessee's senators, Bob Corker, is the chair of the Foreign Relations Committee. And he has said that the administration shouldn't have committed the nation to obligations without knowing that the Congress and the American people would support them. Is that a realistic approach to negotiating an international treaty?
No. The Congress can't negotiate a treaty. It's a very good agreement. I think if the Congress should reject the treaty, it'll make our country look like we're the main obstacle to peace, and we're the ones that will bring an almost inevitable war if Iran wants to go and build atomic weapons, which I don't think they will, by the way. So I think this is a major step forward, and I think that Senator Corker, who's a very fine man, is mistaken in this on this particular issue.
When the Foreign Relations Committee talked to Secretary Kerry, Corker accused Kerry of being bamboozled.
I don't think that kind of language would have been used 15 years ago. But the country has become much more politically polarized than it was back in those days. But I don't think there's any other senators who would agree that that Kerry is the kind of person who could be bamboozled, because most of them that were there when he was a leader of the Senate know that he's one of the wisest and most courageous people that ever have served in the Senate. I have complete confidence in John Kerry that if he signed the treaty, he says if the Iranians violate it, that the sanctions will be put back on. I have complete confidence in him. I would trust him with any question that I know of.
Just to end things on a little bit of a lighter note, that you mentioned again and again in the book, woodworking, and how that's become a real joy for you.
Well, I make a living writing books, and there's only so many hours a day I can put on a computer looking at the screen and thinking about something to say. So I take about 20 steps out of my wood shop. I've built about 100 pieces of furniture since I left the White House. And some of it I give to the Carter Center to auction off, and it brings a big amount of money, much more than it's worth. I enjoy it. It's a very relaxing thing for me to do, and it's something that I know as I get older and I can't travel around the world like I'm doing now, then I can stay at home and work in my wood shop and be just as happy.
Well, President Jimmy Carter, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much, Nina.